Paul, the manager told us yesterday that he was going to make changes. He's kept it to a single one. Mm-hmm. You're thinking?
Well, we just we've picked a side, a system that we think will be attacking, and that's something that we've got to change. You know, it's easy with all the emotions after the way the second half went at West Ham to think you're going to go and make wholesale changes, but we're not in a situation where we're panicking. It's as simple as that. We want to stay nice and calm. You know, we knew that there was going to be hiccups along the way. We knew there was going to be problems. You know, we're trying to address a situation that's been there for probably about 10-11 months of some negative stuff. So we're trying to just deal with it slowly, and we felt that the side that we've picked today gives us some attacking threats. We're shuffling it around a little bit in the setup of the midfield to make it a bit more attacking, with the likes of Moussa Sissoko and Gini Wijnaldum, looking to try and get them more on the ball and more energy, more forward football from them. And we think Iosa deserves another opportunity in that forward line, and hopefully they can go and produce for us.
Tovan in the side, Perez in the side, Cisse in the side, as you say, you know, attacking options. Where do they all fit in?
Oh, they'll all fit in. No problem at all. We've got, we'll be able to have a front three who'll be positive with Tovan, with Perez, and with Papi Cisse. But we think we've got some attacking options as well in Moussa Sissoko and Gini Wijnaldum. We've got fullbacks who are looking to get forward, and we've just been a little bit negative. You know, when we look at the West Ham game, where we had 51% possession in the game, possession counts for nothing if you don't get it in the right areas. We had enough penalty area entries, 18-yard box entries, whatever you want to call them. And this is where stats do your head in, because we had the stats to back up a decent result, a decent performance. But unfortunately, we don't feel as though we had that, because we didn't threaten the goal enough. And that's something that we can say for the first run of league games that we've had. And it's something that we've got to address. You know, we get magnificent support in here, and I'm quite sure they all want to come in here and see some goal mouth action for us black and whites. And we've got to make sure today we do that. It's a game that we want to be positive in. We're fully aware that there's threats from Watford, and we need to keep it tight at the back. But we've got to loosen the shackles a little bit and go and have a go at this Watford side today, and hopefully come away with a victory.
As you say, people a little bit obsessive about stats, also a little bit obsessive about systems as well. You know, that seems to be a far more fluid system than maybe you've deployed previously. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've tried on different occasions. We tried it in pre-season, we've tried it in different sections of the games as we've been in this season. And we're going to go with it again today. You know, there's times in this Premier League where you have to be a little bit more secure, and you've got to make it a bit tighter. But today's a game that we want to win. You know, we're not saying we have to win, but we want to win it. We definitely want to win this game. And we've picked a team that we think will win it. We've also got options on the bench. You know, we've got people like Sim De Jong, who's desperate to get an opportunity. You know, we've got Gabby Obertan, who's shown little glimpses so far, and we need more from him as well. So we've got forward players who can come into it, but hopefully the side that we've picked will give us a good base to build from, a positive base to build from, and then we can see what happens after that.
The bottom line, the message seems to be, and I got the same sort of message from the manager yesterday, don't panic.
No, there's no...
You know, we're only 5 games into a season.
Of course we are, and there isn't any need to panic. Don't get me wrong, none of us are enjoying the situation we're in at the moment. None of us are enjoying looking at the league table, but it's something that Steve has always said, and this goes back to our time at Derby County. Don't look at the league table until 10 games in. Now, that was in a championship game where there's 46. You know, maybe we might have to say, let's have a look at it after 8 games. So we've still got a few to go up to that, but you know, we understand what goes on. We understand the passion that this football club has towards its team. We understand the need to get winning football, and that's what we want to try and do today, starting with a positive performance that gets us some proper goal mouth action, as I said earlier, and hopefully gets us some goals that lifts the fans.
Good luck, Paul.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you.